Hey, everybody. It's the Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified internist, addiction medicine specialist. I was watching 60 Minutes 2 tonight.
Yeah.
60 Minutes is a great, great television program.
Oh, sure.
And I know a lot of our audience probably thinks it's some their dad's news program or something like that. But really compelling show. It's not the news the way you think it is.
What'd you learn?
I didn't learn that much, really, because I didn't have the sound up. I was
you were masturbating.
I was talking
to 60
on the phone,
too?
But no, they were going around Afghanistan and talking to all the folks, and you know the scary part is they talked to all these schoolgirls and stuff, and they're talking about Bin Laden and what a great hero he is and all that kind of stuff. But I really realized when I looked at that country and the people and the way they looked at us, I realized the way they look at us, and we think. They look at us as a sort of an evil empire and all that kind of stuff, white Satan and all that. But I think they look at us like we look at Liz Taylor or many other celebrities, which is, you know, when you hear about some tragedy in like Liz Taylor's life or Sharon Stone's life.
It's a secret.
Is it kind of, she's rich, she'll get over it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I hear Sharon Stone has an aneurysm, and it's like, all right, she lives in that big house. She'll be fine. Yeah, so she sells a Jag and goes to the best surgeon in the world. And do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
There's a certain element of, we know they're people, but we're so far above them in a monetary sense, in a lifestyle sense, that I think it's like, all right, so how bad's it going to be?
Yeah.
It really is. Like, think about it when you think about, and everybody think about this, when you think about these big, big-time celebrities who are going through a divorce, whose father died, who have some medical difficulty, who got in a car accident. Yeah, Janet Jackson, you know, Michael Jackson catches on fire at a Pepsi commercial.
Unfortunately.
And you're like, yeah, he'll get past that.
Unfortunately, though, you're really describing a version of the most pernicious feelings that humans have called envy. There really is envy.
Yeah, it's
envy. And envy is a destructive, awful, horrible feeling for people to have.
Right. And it's these guys are so far up, so they slide down a little bit.
Yeah, you're envious of
them,
so you knock them down.
They'll be fine. Yeah. It's like when you hear about a rich guy getting his car totaled. Or you hear about some big-time NBA athlete whose house burns down. What do you think? Insurance will cover it. He'll be fine. You never go, oh my God, what a tragedy.
Yeah, poor guy.
I hope he gets by. No, you don't. Yeah. It's like when Liz Taylor has another ailment. It's like, she'll do fine.
Yeah, you're right.
Don't you think that's what they look at? Don't you think this entire country is Liz Taylor to them?
I think a lot of people would envy is a great way of describing what they're experiencing.
All right. So we have to kill Liz Taylor. That's what I figured out tonight. Angie?
Yeah.
You're 25?
Yes.
What's up?
About... 2 months ago, like June-ish, I got ill. I don't know what kind of infection it was. Maybe an upper respiratory infection.
Right.
But I lost my voice. And at the time, I'm seeing someone, but I like to use my dildo because it's a long-distance relationship and I don't want to see other people, so I use my dildo.
Uh-huh. And when you say dildo, do you mean vibrator?
No. Just a rubber.
Right.
Wow.
Okay. You mean dildo.
Old-fashioned.
I mean old-fashioned. That's right.
It's
more pliable, and it just feels more realistic.
I didn't know women actually did that.
I didn't either. I thought they were novelty, you know, games for, like, bachelorette parties.
Yeah, right.
No.
Okay. So you actually used the dildo.
Yeah.
That's old school. Smart. Very smart.
Well, I mean, I'd rather that than, you know, just have sex with someone else. I mean, I'm in a good relationship. It's just long distance. And
she misses the...
I miss the physical aspect.
But she also misses what we were saying about the dildo. She doesn't understand why. She went right past that. So.
Right.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear it. What?
Yeah, that's all right.
Keep going.
Come on. Okay. So, at that time when I was sick, I had a fever and everything, and I used the dildo, right?
Mm-hmm. In June.
Yeah, June-ish.
Uh-huh.
And then I was sick for a while. I'd lost my voice. I just felt like crap all the time. And then I got better. And then last month, actually 3 weeks ago, I used it again, and I got sick again.
Yeah.
I mean, I wash it before and after.
Well, that's a message from God, isn't it, would you say, Adam?
I think you're being punished.
No.
You're saying, I don't think any germs could live on the thing
no
for
way.
3.5 months.
No way.
I guess, yeah, that would be my basic.
Hey, you say every time you use a dildo, you lose your voice. You're not going down on it, are you?
No.
What about the dildo? Doesn't the dildo deserve a little foreplay?
You know, I thought about it, but.
Really? Sweet.
No.
All right. All right, Angie. You know, this is just coincidence. Because she couldn't be plunging some disease up into her that on the dildo, right?
No, nothing would survive 2-3 months on a rubber surface after having washed. But listen, Angie, you smoke a lot of cigarettes, right?
No, I don't do anything.
You don't smoke anything?
No, my voice is just gone because this happened again. I lost my voice again, so I went to my ENT. Mm-hmm. It just happened to be a throat specialist. He said I had a severe upper respiratory infection. Mm-hmm. My ears were clogged, my nose, my sinuses.
That's what you keep getting.
Did you float him the dildo story?
No.
Good. Smart.
I mean, that's...
All right. Well, it's not connected to the dildo.
That's right. Oh, man.
I don't know if we answered your question other than we checked it off the list.
That's right.
Anson?
Yes?
You're 19?
18.
18. What's up?
I have a lot of spare time at my work, and I was reading that you had a name, Ace Rockola or something.
Well, he's never heard a lightning round.
No.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Yeah.
What were you reading it?
I was reading it off the Loveline message board.
I see.
Yeah, you know what? I probably shouldn't be talking about this on the air, but when we travel, when Drew and I do these colleges, I check into the hotel as Ace Rockola.
And I got to tell you, it is terribly uncomfortable. And they're like, Ace? Yeah, that's me. Mr. Rockola? Yes, sir.
I know it sounds ridiculous, but we're in Wichita, for Christ's sake. We're staying at the Campus Hilton. And if I go in under my name, I'm going to have a bunch of frat guys phoning me at 4 a.m. wanting to go out for a kegger. But we hadn't done one in so long, and we did one a couple of weeks ago. And I was standing there going, hey, Adam Carolla. And she's like, nothing under that name. And I was like, oh, they screwed it up again. I'm going to kill those son of a bitches.
It wasn't I actually that chimed in the H for Carolla.
It was Drew who actually... who chimed in. And Drew used to travel under the name Jimmy Kimmel.
Or Chip Butterman.
Ironically, Jimmy Kimmel got more popular than Drew. And now he's traveling under Chris Hardwick. All right, there you go, Anson.
All right.
Where'd the name come from? That, I think, was the question.
Oh, I don't know. I can't remember. My friends always called me Ace. I grew up, people called me Ace, like you call a fat guy stretch.
Where's the Ace Rockola drop, Anderson?
Oh, yeah, we do have an Ace Rockola drop.
Ace Rockola!
It'd be a good DJ name. Joe?
Yeah?
You're 21.
Yep.
What's up?
I got a question for Drew. I just quit smoking weed about 10 days ago. I'm getting ready to go into diversion. Got a Dewey in possession of less than an ounce last week, and I keep getting headaches every night. I've been taking Tylenol and Aleve. And
aren't you having other problems, like feeling kind of jumpy and anxious? And
yeah, but I expected that. It's just the headaches that.
That's all part of the withdrawal.
What do you do? How does diversion work? What's that entail?
I'm not sure yet. I know some kind of class. Once a week. I haven't actually started yet. I just wanted to clean out my system, try and get out of diversion as quick as possible so I can get back to token.
Right.
Oh.
Smart. You know what? Let me tell you what I love about this god-awful society we live in. The guy who, Ken Cazoyle, the guy who destroyed my car many years ago,
yes.
Drunk, and then fled in his vehicle. If I was in my car, I'd be dead.
Right.
Completely totaled my car, nailed it drunk, and then dragged his pickup truck. It was missing a front end and front tires several miles with sparks flying out, and then fled on foot. Him, they can do nothing about. Him, they caught him, and it's like, well, we can't really do anything. But my buddy who got busted for the pot plant in his apartment, oh, yeah. He's getting
still in jail.
Full extent of the law, baby. He's in classes. He's paying for rehab. He's on probation. How does that work, by the way?
I don't know. I hope that one of the things that the new war creates is a realignment of priorities.
Listen.
It's nice to help people create motivation to seek treatment. But look at old Joe here. I mean, he's gonna go through withdrawal, get depressed, go to some meetings for a couple weeks, and then can't wait to get back to smoking pot. It's ridiculous.
Right.
What a waste of time.
All right. All right, Joe?
Exactly.
Yeah, well, yeah. Good times, though. You know. So, have you been busted a few times?
Oh, yeah. No, this is my first time. And actually, check this out. I had stems. I didn't even have any weed. It was just marijuana stems.
Yeah.
$1,000 fine. And
you know, the problem is the court does not see the difference between dirt weed and good bud. That's the problem. It's just weed. It's ironic for the guy who gets caught with it. Because we all know a bunch of stems and seeds ain't worth anything.
Joe really is a Spicoli, though. Boy, boy.
Hey, Joe?
Yeah.
Make him laugh, Adam.
Oh, I can't do it with that kind of pressure. Joe?
Yeah.
You've been smoking weed pretty good for a few years
Seven
now?
7 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, the court, even though I don't agree with the court mandating you quit, they may be on to the, you know, move in the right direction with that. Maybe something you may want to think about.
Well, yeah.
Okay. But, you do got your future to think about, right?
No. That's the problem. I mean, are you able to get work, and do you finish school?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing great. I think I've got my life together.
Really? What are you doing for a living now?
I'm a glassblower.
I knew it.
I take everything back.
Who's this guy Glass? Is this his last name?
Mr. Glass to you.
Bob Glass?
No, I make glass pipes.
Really? Men like bongs and pipes?
Oh yeah,
you make drug paraphernalia,
exactly.
And how does that work? You work at a little shop. Is it your shop?
Yeah, we've got a warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my buddy, we just make pipes. We sell to distributors all over the U.S.
And you actually have a glass blowing facility.
A room.
Yeah,
I mean, you blow a big long metal pipe.
How does that work? You just superheat that silica sand?
You've seen that done, haven't you?
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it done, but I've not seen it done in the sort of from step one.
It comes in 4-foot tubes, and you break them down, and you just heat up and melts, put colors on, and
how high do you have to heat it to?
About 2,000 degrees. It starts getting molten about 1,700, 1,800, and
what do you do it in, a kiln or something?
No, you kiln it after you're done. But it's basically like a little station with a fan and a torch, and the fan sucks away all the heat and byproducts and stuff.
Wow, I know he does it for a living. Why is it people can take even topics that are sort of interesting and make them the most boring on this show? Because he smokes a lot of weed?
Mm.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. He, you know, be a glassblower, his type of glassblower doesn't need the most erudite command of the language.
I'll tell you, I think it's cool. I've seen those specials.
Oh, really? Oh, the glassblowing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how about, you know, glassblowing just a specific bong or a specific hash pipe? Over and over again. I mean, you got to be obsessed. You got to be obsessed with the drug to be just sitting there being turned on by smoking.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
You ever put that tube in your ass and fart into it?
All the time, man.
I'd give you
all the time.
No, he doesn't. I'd give him an extra $10 if I thought that bong or pipe had been blown from ass wind.
Good times.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
What's the matter, baby?
Thank you guys for taking my call, first of all.
Sure.
I just found out today that my boyfriend died of a heroin overdose yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Did you know he was a heroin addict?
I knew. He told me that he hadn't been doing it. I mean, I thought that he had stopped. He met some girl last year. He's always smoked weed, and then last summer he just started getting into, like, more drugs. Like, he was doing ecstasy, and I mean, like, he would just shoot his tolerance level up really quick, you know? And, I mean, like, he was taking, like, 10 pills in one night, and he just kept doing it and doing it. And then finally he met this girl, and she introduced him to heroin, and he was doing it for a while, and then he stopped. He stopped seeing her, and he stopped hanging out with her, and I thought that it was done.
No, there's no such thing.
But I thought...
No, there's no such thing, Elizabeth. They have to engage in a very, very long-term treatment program.
I mean, I had no idea.
No, the reality is...
but he's done now, so why are we getting into it?
Because the reality is he had a deadly disease.
All right.
And that's he's had that for quite some time, and heroin addicts die.
Well, how old?
They don't stop.
I mean, he was a third-year college student. He was on the dean's list. He graduated third in his high school class. We've been together for like four years. I mean, this is just...
It's an awful disease. If you know somebody who is using heroin, consider their life in grave danger. And a significant proportion of them will die of this, unless there is some substantial focus on treatment. Death is a probable outcome.
Thanks. How old?
No, but it's a matter of dealing with reality. It's not wanting to, that's part of how you manage dealing with somebody like this dying, which is addressing the reality of it. And that's yes, that is because otherwise
I think that's sunk in for her.
No, otherwise it becomes how could this happen? How could this happen? Well, it happened
exactly.
Because,
I mean, it's just I just found out today, and I guess someone found him in his dorm room yesterday, just.
Well, let me, Drew, shut up for a second. How old was he?
20.
And you guys are currently together?
Yeah, he goes to a school back east. I just moved out here, and we've been together for 4 years.
Mm. Was that too sad? I feel bad now. Were you planning on, getting married and having a life and everything?
I mean, like, he was the one, He was the one for me. I mean, we were just perfect together, and everyone knew that we were going to be together, and I just...
Yeah, but he had a bad disease.
But I didn't...
A really bad disease.
All right, well, what can we do for you, Elizabeth?
I don't know what I'm going to do now.
Okay,
I mean,
here's what you have to be...
He's been involved in my life for just so long, and I just don't know... I don't know what I'm going to do without him.
You got friends?
Yeah, but they're all back home.
And do you have... You don't have anybody where you are?
I do, but I mean...
I think you should spend time with... Even if it's just a couple of people. I think you need to not be alone right now. You know what I mean?
I can't eat, and I know I'm not going to be able to sleep, and I don't know what I'm going to do, like...
But that's normal. A certain amount of that is normal. And it's a horrible shock, and it's a major loss. But what you have to begin dealing with is that he is not who you thought he was. He was a heroin addict. A bad one.
Who told you about the news?
This is really bad. I was online today, and one of his friends... None of his friends had my new phone number out here, and he told me on the computer, and I was like, I didn't believe him. I'm like, shut up, that's not true. And I called his dad, and his dad just started crying, and that's how I found out.
And so is he from where you are now?
No, he's from the East Coast.
And you were from the East Coast?
She just moved out here.
Yeah.
You just moved out to go to college?
Yeah.
All right, so are you going back for the services and everything?
Yeah, I have to find out tomorrow, like, when all the services are, and I'm going to go back there and stuff, but, I mean...
Yeah.
I just had... I mean, really, like, before when he was... I'm sorry, I'm taking up your guys' time.
That's all right.
Before last summer when he was using a lot, like, you could tell because he didn't want to, talk to me. He didn't want anything to do with me. He just was... He was always mean to me, telling me to get away and stuff, and I was like... trying to stay involved in his life. And then when he told me that he had stopped, then there was just a complete change in him, and he was back to the way that he was, before, and he was just loving, and he wanted to talk to me all the time, and it just came out of nowhere. Nowhere.
All right, well, here's the bottom line.
Not nowhere, Elizabeth. The people that are heroin addicts don't stay stopped. They don't.
All right.
Not without a lot of treatment.
All right, but look. Here's the deal. This is in no way your fault. He had a disease. It has nothing to do with you. And there's no I mean, you know, there's nothing you can do at this point. Just grieve, you know? Be around people.
Be around people, yeah.
Be around the people that you love and that love you and and that loved him when you go back for the services.
Where's your family?
My family's here. I moved here with my family.
Your parents?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Do they know what you're dealing with right now?
Yeah, they know.
All right.
How long ago did you move where you are?
Like 3 days before school started, so...
A couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
boy.
A month or so ago.
Ugh. All right. Be with the support group, all right?
Yeah.
All right. Take care of yourself.
Hey, listen.
Hey, call us back.
We're going to get your number and call you back in a couple days, all right?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care of yourself.
Thanks. Can you imagine the stress of moving, the way the world's changed, and now this, and you're 18? You know, September 11th, move, and then somebody you really care about goes.
Yeah, you know, I almost wonder if maybe you're getting it over with. I mean, maybe you just pile on.
She'll be happy the rest of her life. I don't know what misery will be now.
What I mean is I believe there's probably almost so much pain you can experience, and then you just sort of redline on pain. I mean, that's about it.
You can deal with anything after that.
I don't know. No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is it's like getting into a car accident where you puncture a lung, break some ribs, have a concussion, break a hip. I'd rather just do it in one accident.
Yeah,
that's what she's got.
Yeah.
It's not. I don't want to spread it out over 5 years.
Yeah,
she's getting all her pain into a 6 month period, and then hopefully, God willing, she'll be good after that. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll speak to David. Been masturbating since he was 10. Now his ejaculation isn't right. He's the ripe old age of 13, by the way, after this. Yeah. Drew went to the dentist today, everybody.
It hurt. Afterwards.
Now it looks like Jack Benny.
Wow. Yeah, it really hurt.
Yeah. Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191.
I broke a tooth. I went in there. I thought, oh, they'll look at it and send me home.
Drew hates dentists, and he hates attorneys. Those are the two guys he hates. And I think as a doctor, professionally, you look at them as your sort of arch nemesis. That's your competition.
No, I like the dentist. It was great. I mean, I walked in and did the work.
The dentist.
It just hurt.
Listen, dentist. Don't get me going on the dentist. I know I love the dentist. It's always like this. Look, you guys, every time I go to my dentist, it's the same thing. Would you guys do something? Would you have some kind of technological breakthrough? What's with the filing and the packing and the filling and the Novocaine shot in the gum? How much has this changed since the turn of the century? Oh, no, he says. They have laser beams now. And it's a pulse light laser. It needs no anesthetic. It cleans out the cavity. Then it's packed with a polymer that has no... Yeah, I'm like, okay, well, give me that. Oh, we don't have that. We got the drill. It's like, okay. Listen, there are jets that are capable of going 3 times the speed of sound. But until I get to take one to New York... It is not a breakthrough that I benefit from. You cannot start bragging about it. I know you
so
guys...
So it's used on your mouth. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Parole
until
is the threshold.
It becomes part of the mainstream of your industry, you cannot talk about what it is. Right. I don't care what the president and Liza Minnelli get. I want the common man, me, the literal millionaire. David?
Yeah.
You're 13?
Yeah.
What's up?
All right. I've been masturbating since I was like 10. And I had a question if that...
Hold on. Was something coming out at age 10?
Well, it didn't start coming out for about a month or two.
Oh, but it was still at 10? There was stuff coming out?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you have like hair and that kind of thing? Were you mature at 10?
I was already matured. Because like my cousin, he was 25 and he had some porno videos in his room. And he just got me started on it.
Sure.
Did he hand you electric toothbrush?
Shut up, Jerome. How dare you bring that up? What a dynamite individual your 25-year-old cousin was. You're 10. It's time you started beating off.
My kids are 9.
Hold on a second. You can't have semen come out of your penis at 10. You can't. Unless you have some sort of a semen-producing tumor. You can't have...
You can at 11. And you certainly can at 12.
What? How old are you at 10? Are you in the third grade?
I mean, how... You
no, what, oh, shut up. What grade are you in at 10? The third
fifth,
grade?
Fifth grade.
Oh, Drew, let's not get going on this. Are you really in the
11th, 12th is...
Don't get going on this again. I think you could be in the fourth grade at 10. I bet there's more fourth graders.
Oh, you could be. Yeah, you could be in fourth grade.
I think there's more that are in the fourth
all
grade.
All right, whatever.
Thank you. So let's say fourth grade. Can you produce semen in the fourth grade? Is that possible? Hold on. Where is he? Line three.
Dude, you beat off?
David?
Yeah.
Is he really something you had to clean yourself up at age 10 after you were done?
Yeah, because, like, I was in fifth grade, by the way, because I started school early. But I would, like, do it, and after the first couple times, I thought I would just, after I, like, had the good feeling, I just decided I'd keep on doing it, and then, like, after that, it just, like, started coming out.
And you were looking at hardcore porn?
Yeah, like, the hardcore stuff that shows everything.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're 13, and it's like you're a Vietnam vet. So, now what's going on?
Now it's just, like, takes longer, and it's just really weird.
It's really weird? Why?
Yeah, because, like, whenever I start beating off, and, like, it's all just some reason that it'll just, like, it'll get soft.
Hmm.
It won't stay hard.
How often are you doing this?
I do it, like, every night.
Yeah, why don't you give yourself a couple days off?
Well, there's something coming out of it?
Yeah, every time, basically.
Well, something comes out, then it gets soft?
Well, no, I'll do it, like, every day, like, every night, or maybe in the morning sometimes. But, like, the past couple days, I haven't been doing it in the morning, but I'll do it every night about once or twice. And the first time I'll try to do it, I'll do it, like, start doing it, and then it'll just go soft on me.
And so, then you're able to pick back up again?
Yeah, and then it's hard to, like, get it back up.
But then you do it, and something comes out of you?
Yeah.
And then you do it again, and something comes out of you?
Yeah, but I have to wait about, like, 30 minutes.
All right. Relax. All sounds fine.
Whoa!
Hey, David.
Yeah. Oh, my God! Somebody hold the phones! I can't believe that!
David's upset that there's not just a steady flow of semen coming out of his penis.
Yes, and that the erections should ever go down.
Dave's like, I wake up at 8, and semen starts coming out of my penis, and, you know, I take a shower, and I get dressed, and I go to school, and semen continues. I leave a trail of semen from my house to where the school bus picks me up. And then out of the school bus, through the exhaust pipe, I leave a trail of semen, like breadcrumbs to grandma's house. But then around noon, it stops during lunch.
And I'm very upset.
And I'm very upset. But then the trail of semen begins coming out of my penis again. He was like, I do it in the morning, and then, you know, during the day, and then...
yeah, I like that.
Night.
I do it once a day, and sometimes in the morning, sometimes twice at night. And then I do it the day.
All right, that's good. You're 13, Dave. Just give that penis a rest for just...
Thank you.
Just a second. Okay. You give yourself something to look forward to. Nina?
Go for a record, like 2 days or 3 days without doing it.
Right. Nina?
Yeah.
Nina talking to me, are you? Nina?
Hello?
Are you Nina?
Gina.
Oh, Dina.
Gina with a G.
Oh, Gina.
No, Gina. Yeah. Gina.
Say that again. Say that again.
Gina.
Okay, how come your Gina sounds like you're starting it with a D?
I have no idea.
Do you have another language you speak as a first language?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, there you go. All right. What's up?
I'm losing Gina. Hair
uh-huh.
everywhere. And I think, I mean, it seems to have been going on. Like, I think it's been going on for a couple of years. But I think it's just recently become really, really noticeable.
Where? Where has it become noticeable?
The pubic area, my eyebrows.
Huh. The lateral part of the eyebrow? Just the outside of the eyebrows?
No.
The whole eyebrow?
Mm-hmm.
Well, classically, thyroid disease causes the eyebrow loss.
What about your...
I've been tucked for that.
You've been tested for thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
And there can be adrenal disease that can cause pubic hair loss, hair leg loss.
Well, how big a deal is it on your pubes?
Well, it's a big deal, surprisingly.
Why?
I don't know. I think it's like an issue of the fact that I feel like everything's sort of always snapped back, and it's not snapping back. I thought it was like maybe I was bleaching my hair or something like that, but...
Well, no, I know it's upsetting, but what I'm saying is
right.
It's not bad to have a small amount of hair in the pubic region.
Right.
That you could deal with, right?
Yeah, of course I could deal with it if I wasn't losing it everywhere else. On
right.
my head, on my eyebrows.
Right.
And you're losing it on your head, too. Now, that's noticeable as well?
Yeah.
Are you taking any medication?
No.
Nothing?
No.
Doing any drugs?
No.
Hmm. Well,
I was on the pill for like 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
That was a couple of years ago.
Have you talked? You said you saw a doctor about being tested for thyroid.
Doctor, they checked me for thyroid, and they checked me for testosterone.
Well, you want to keep looking. This is an unusual symptom, and it is something that sometimes is caused by an immune attack on hair follicles, and you might want to talk to a dermatologist about this,
mm-hmm.
see if they can get it under control.
Well, or they have hair specialists?
Well, here's my other concern is that my period's been really weird the last few months,
mm-hmm.
that it's really a lot less than I used to have a really, really heavy period, and it's just kind of like... It starts, but it seems like something's, like, holding it back.
Well, maybe it's all that hair. Maybe it's like a big dam of hair in your vagina, and the blood can't get past it. Everyone close their eyes and picture a big blood dam.
Okay.
Blood and hair bezoar.
Okay, so what should you do? Go to an endocrinologist?
Well, the endocrinologist, dermatologist, these are the two types of doctors you want to talk to.
You get... What?
She's been tested for thyroid, otherwise looked okay. It's adrenal gland is something she should be tested for. Autoimmune diseases she needs to be tested for.
Aren't there folks that specialize in hair falling out of people?
Dermatologists should be able to handle that.
Okay. I don't know. These dermatologists are not such geniuses. I went to one once because I had the neck rash.
Mm-hmm.
He told me, grow a beard. I swear to God, that was his advice.
Very imaginative.
And it's always great when they give you a whole bunch of nothing. Like stuff you know is not going to work while he's telling you. At least you should think it's going to work. You know, and they go, well, make sure the water's real hot. You shave with. And you're like, okay, there's nothing. That's nothing number one. What's nothing number two? It's good to take your razor and keep it in rubbing alcohol. Okay, thank you. That's number two nothing. And if it's, you know, if it's irritated, you should go ahead and put some ice, you know, then put the cold water on. Okay, thank you. Is that nothing number three? There's a trifecta. Thank you. How much do I owe you? Thank you. I'll go home and do nothing. So you're telling me nothing. I wish people would just go nothing. And actually, this guy did.
He said, grow a beard. Using that depilatory stuff for a while that the black guys use?
No.
Weren't you going to do that?
I always claim to, yes,
yeah,
but
okay.
I never do get around that. Because
yeah.
I'm always weird buying the black guy beard stuff at the Save-Ons. I don't want him to think I'm in the Panthers or something, you know? What's this dude buying the weird black guy stuff? And plus, that stuff's always spooky.
Stinky.
The weird black guy products in the shave department are always weird. First off, they're black guy color. And now I know how the black people feel about us and our white Band-Aids. I feel weird as the white dude with the black guy stuff. It's a weird kind of mocha milky color, and it's always got a weird funkin' smell. That wasn't a swear word.
Mother funkin'.
And there's always a guy who looks like Franco Harris on the thing with a big beard or something, and it's just weird. It always seems a little dicey to me. All right, but thank you. Claire?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Hi.
What's up?
Okay, basically, there's this girl at my school, and... I don't find her attractive or anything, but I find myself talking about her all the time, talking about how I wouldn't want to look like her, want to be like her, want to be her friend, and my friends are sick of me listening to me talk about her.
All right.
And that sort of thing. And I don't want to, like, you know, anything lesbian with her or anything. It's just I want to be her, and it's sort of creeping my friends out.
Why do you want to be her?
Well, I mean, we look the same pretty much, you know, same hair color, same, you know.
You want to be her from a style standpoint? You actually believe you'd like to be her?
Be her. Like, have her friends.
What,
like,
yeah, what's up with you that there's not enough Claire around to sort of...
I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't think I have really great self-esteem. I mean,
yeah, it's like emptiness. They have to fill it with someone else's identity.
Why do you say bad things about her, though, if you want to be her?
Oh, no, I don't say bad things about her. I just talk about her all the time. I'll say, oh, I saw her.
She's obsessed with her. You got anything else going on, Claire?
I thought you said bad things.
Do you pull hair out or anything obsessive compulsive?
I used to cut myself.
Yeah. So what happened to you? What?
I don't know. I mean, I've never had any, like, you know, nothing bad in my background. No molestation, nothing like that.
No over-intrusive mom or alcoholic mom?
No, I mean, alcoholism runs in our family, but my parents are totally against alcohol, everything. Mm-hmm. I don't drink drugs or anything.
Why do you think you singled her out as somebody to obsess on?
I don't know. I think it's maybe because I look like her already and just...
Well...
I don't know.
I did that with Greg Brady for a while, so...
Must you have
a point. Hey, do you...
It's an idealized life that she can sort of identify with. It's like, it's a fantasy. She could step into her life and get away from Claire's.
Do you know her? Do you spend any time with her?
No, she, like, ignores me, but, you know.
I understand. Well, she ignores you, but you don't know her, right?
Right. I mean, like, she's in a bunch of my classes, that sort of thing, so I see her every day.
Right.
But I don't talk to her. I don't know her.
What do you think? I mean, what would it be like for you to strike up a conversation or relationship with her?
She'd probably laugh at me. I mean, like...
Well, I don't mean from an obsessed fan standpoint, but just as from a friend standpoint.
From a friend standpoint, she might... You mean, like, would she find me interesting? Would she like to talk to me?
No, I mean, I think maybe you could get over this, and maybe I'm wrong, but, mm-hmm. but my hunch is if you got to know her as a person... You would obsess less about her because you wouldn't. It wouldn't be like she was a celebrity or something. Like you would know her.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
No.
It would. It would do it. Yeah. It would work. It would work.
Did you see ever see a single white female? And some things really get weird.
No, they get weird at the beginning, and then they mellow out because they become human beings.
Yeah.
She's not a human being. She's like this weird fembot, that symbol that's floating around.
So if I just, you know...
Well, this is a lame... Drew's right. That's lame. Look, you need to get over this.
Well, you need to develop some self-esteem and some real relationships, and I'm very, very concerned. I mean, you're how old? You're 16.
I'm 16.
It's a little old to be doing that kind of stuff.
Don't you... is there anything you like besides obsessing over chicks that look like you in high school?
let's see. I love music, that sort of thing.
Do you play an instrument?
No, I like listening to it. I like exercising. I don't really have many hobbies.
Right.
Maybe I'll develop some more. You need
some
stuff.
Plus, like, I don't really have, like, any close friends. I have one close friend.
Yeah, but that's what you need, Claire. You need to spend time with people who are available for you and spend time talking about how you feel. Not about obsessional thinking, but your feelings about yourself.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take ourselves a little break. When we come back, we'll speak to Kyle, who's 14, plays in a band, and the vibration hurts his right testicle. You think he's hitting his nuts with a tuning fork, or it's the vibration that's coming off the speakers?
That, or, you know, the guys let the guitar hang down, they smack the guitar.
Yeah, they do sling that thing pretty low. All right, we'll talk to Kyle, who's nut hurts from the music, after this.
Hello, this is your radio.
Hi, this is Jonathan. From Korn, and you're listening to Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew on...
When are those guys coming back?
I heard from Korn's manager, who I ran into somewhere, Peter, that the band's in the studio, coming out with a big album soon, and we'll be in here fairly soon.
So, December or January, something like that. I'm translating.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah.
Don't know. But that was the last I heard. So the guys will be in here. Okay, let's get back to the phones. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Speak to Kyle, who's 14. Kyle plays in a band. Kyle?
Yeah, I play in a band, all right.
What's the name of your band?
It's KOB, Kings of Blazing.
Of Blazing?
Yeah.
That's nice. You mean like acid?
Blazing, no. Bud? Pot.
Oh, that bud, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, <my God. laughs> oh, you're high now. You're loaded now, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I do it, like, every day.
That yeah,
no kidding. How many parents don't notice that? Look.
No way.
I do it at school, too.
Good. Okay. Well, we're impressed. So.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Seriously, how do your parents not know you're baked?
I don't know. They just don't know.
Maybe they don't care, right?
I don't know. They probably do it.
Oh, they smoke weed too, you think?
I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
That'd be bad if they did.
Really? Why?
I don't know. Smoke them out.
Oh, you don't have to smoke out with them, though, but... Okay, so anyway, you smoke a ton of weed. You're in a band.
Yeah, Kyle, just for the sake of information, that there is good evidence that under the age of 15, pot does do something to your brain.
Oh,
it,
yeah?
It doesn't... It's the part of your brain, your right frontal part of the brain, the part you use to develop with, doesn't grow. Maybe even shrinks.
I know it, like, hurts me and all, but I still like doing it.
Yeah, I understand that. I get that. I get that part.
It's like...
Kyle, if you like doing it, then that's cool.
All right. So I play in a band, and I play guitar, and we're like pretty popular band around school and stuff. And we're playing when we play at concerts. Like the amps are so high, like the vibrations just like get to me, and just hit. Like I don't know, for some reason my testicle just like starts hurting.
Yeah.
And I play football for like PE. And, I'll, like, turn left, and then, like, sometimes it'll just start hurting, and I'll have to, like, sit down, and, like, everybody will be like, what happened? I'm all, I hurt my back.
No, you need to have a doctor look at that. It could be a lot of different things.
Like, could it be the weed?
No, that's the one thing it probably isn't. It could be a hernia, it could be a torsion.
I don't know.
It could be a tumor, it could be a lot of
this
things.
This is out there theory, but do you use a bong?
I use everything.
Yeah, see, sometimes guys have those long bongs. This happened to a friend of mine.
Sucked his testy right into it?
Well, yeah. He got his nut cut in the carb.
Mm-hmm.
He was, you put the bong kind of between your legs and you lean back.
Yeah.
And the carb was a little low. And he was doing a load in his underpants. And he was sucking it pretty good because there was a lot of resins in the stem. And his finger slipped off the carb because it was greasy from some nachos he ate. And one of his nuts actually sucked inside of the carb. And then he actually inhaled his sack.
Oh, that's good.
And it was tough getting it out of there.
Out of his throat.
Well, I remember doing the second load with his nuts in there because it was golden. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't want to waste it.
I don't want to waste.
I just want to say, Adam, I heard Israel. Like, I've been listening forever.
Yeah.
And Drew.
Yeah.
Like, that one, kid that called, called you, asshole and stuff. Oh, man, that guy's a jerk. If you weren't here.
Asshole.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Kyle. But you know what? His memory's better than ours. I don't know what he's talking about.
I know, it's amazing. He smokes a ton of weed, and he's twice as lucid as we are. That's age. Kyle, easy on the weed. Go to the doctor for the nut sack. And here's the deal, by the way. When you're on stage, your nuts will take a pounding. And if you're on stage in front of a large group, especially as a young lad, you should be stuffing multiple tube socks down your underpants anyway.
Not just to impress people, but to protect your testes from the vibrations.
Yeah, acoustic sound waves. Yeah. Right. So I'm sure if you take your nuts and you go ahead and you wrap them in bubble paper, that's what I do whenever I go out on stage, because I don't want to get hit with a bottle from 20 rows back right in the groin, you know. That'll help protect it. David?
Yeah.
You're 28?
Yeah.
What's up?
Wanted to ask a question. A friend of mine, he cooked up some coke and put it in a sterile water vial. I didn't use the same needle. I used my own needles, but I used the same vial. What are the chances, or is it a high risk of catching anything from using the same vial?
Is he using the same needle over and over?
No. Using the same vial that he had put the coke in.
Is he using the same... Who else is using that vial?
I don't know. He said he didn't use the vial, but just out of curiosity, if you were to use the same vial...
I mean, if somebody used a sterile needle every time they drew out of that vial... Obviously, the needles are all sterile. Obviously, you can't introduce any bacteria or viruses into that vial.
But if he had used the same needle over?
If he used the same needle over, it's the same as you're sharing a needle with him.
Oh, really? What about collapsed veins? How do they come back, or are they gone after they're
collapsed? Well, they're not collapsed. They're clotted, and that's it. They're scarred up, and that's the end of it.
Oh, you hear collapse, but it's a misnomer.
Yes,
I mean, they're not collapsed.
They're clotted. They're
scar tissue.
Scarred up. I guess you can recanalize sometimes, but for the most part, that's it.
Now, you say he cooks up the coke, and then he puts it into a sterile vial?
Yeah, a sterile vial, where it was an empty sterile water vial, and he put it in there.
How about dealing with your disease, your addiction disease?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to deal with right now.
And where are you going for that?
I just checked out a couple of places right now.
Well, you know, the The important thing, in terms of most, if you live in San Francisco, the Haight-Ashbury Free Clinic has got really good services up there. Check out what they've got, and don't waste any time. Just go before right. before you accidentally do get exposed to something that might be irreversibly life-threatening.
All right.
You know, the hard part with addiction is getting going. So if you're thinking about it, just take your butt up there and do it. And,
all right. Thanks.
Okay?
All right. Take care of yourself. All right. Oh, shooting coke. Just shooting anything. Oh, I mean, it's just, it's so brutal. It's such an easy way to die, right? I mean, it's not...
Listen,
not,
it's the smoking heroin, easy way to die. You know, smoking cocaine, easy way to die.
Yeah, yeah, but
these are all easy ways to die.
Easier to do it shooting, right?
Yeah.
Because you have a whole dangerous application part that you're missing with the other part, right?
Yeah.
All right. Smoking heroin, easy way to die?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Really?
I kind of a suspicion that's what that one was that we talked to earlier.
Easier to die smoking than shooting heroin?
No.
Easier to die smoking coke than shooting coke? Maybe.
Maybe.
Heart problems?
Maybe.
All right. We'll be back. Hey, Loveline, everybody. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. The band Dima will be in here tomorrow night. All right. Let's hop back to the phone. Sometimes I like to not talk for a few seconds and see if Drew talks. But
here's Dima.
They never does. Hey, here's Dima, everybody.
Another one of our intros.
Yeah.
Bumpers.
Yeah, they'll be in here tomorrow night telling us all about this song. I like this song. Phil is on line three. Phil is 18. Phil?
How you doing, guys?
What's up?
Not much. Adam, I have a question you might appreciate. It's kind of interesting, kind of scary at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like every once in a while I get dehydrated and I feel kind of woozy or whatever. And I sit down and try and take a crap, but instead of solid coming out, it comes out to be a liquid.
Yeah, it's called
not diarrhea. It's like almost like I'm...
Well, that is diarrhea. It's bad diarrhea.
I'm curious to know what would cause this, because it's like it's like a stream.
Yeah, it's diarrhea. Usually, an infection causes that. What do you mean? It happens every so often. It's been happening.
Well, it happens. Well, I'm in college right now, so you know the food's not that great. So every once in a while, it'll get a little bit of that coming out. But I'm trying to figure out, you know, what causes it.
Well, again, it's diarrhea. If you really want to know, you'd have to see a gastroenterologist and get an endoscopy and get stool cultures done. And it may all just be irritable bowel. Do you have periods of constipation, too?
Not really.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. How long have you been having it for?
It's not that frequent. I mean, it happens every so often. Like,
how long have you been? How long has this been going on?
It started probably about a year ago.
All right. So, again, exactly whether maybe it's related to something higher up in your gastrointestinal tract, I don't know.
What's the connection with the dehydration?
Have you overexerted yourself when this happens?
It happened a while ago the last time, so I don't recall.
All right, that's called diarrhea.
The
everyone
guy
gets
had diarrhea,
twice
last year.
Oh God!
I sit on the toilet and it's like pee comes out of my asshole. You play you, Drew.
That would be diarrhea.
But I'm sitting.
Yeah, and that's, you know, liquid. Could be irritable bowel.
But it's like water coming out of my ass.
It really is like talking to primitive man. Cro-Magnon man.
The volcano god cursed my anus and forced liquid to come out instead of solid matter, and it was bad.
I mean, literally, primitive man going, holy, oh, hey! Calling his friends to come look at it.
I tried to pursue the dehydration part of it.
I know,
but
I don't
he didn't
know what,
seem to have an answer for that one. It just happened a long time ago, so we can't remember. But that's diarrhea. And if you want to go get yourself checked out, that probably couldn't
good
hurt.
Good idea, yeah.
All righty. Let's talk to Jessica, who's 18. Jessica?
Hi, what's up?
What's happening?
Actually, I have a question about my sexuality.
All right. Lesbian.
Oh.
Next.
No, come on. I'm going to talk to Jessica. All right, what's the deal?
Okay, basically, let's say I'm with a guy, right? I'll be dating a guy. I'll be sexually active with them. I don't like it. I actually don't like sex, and I don't know why.
You're lesbian, okay?
Sure, we know that.
Wait, can't just put words in my mouth now. But I like, I'll be with a guy, you know, I'll judge guys, and I think they're cute. I like them a lot. I like strong arms and everything. But, like, I guess no, I'm done. With the girl. I've never done anything with the girl except kissing. I made out with the girl. I make noises with the girl when I'm with the girl. But when I'm with guys, I'm quiet. I don't like sex. This is why I'm asking myself now, because I was confused before and I knew I was bisexual.
Hold on.
You were confused before you knew you were bisexual?
I knew I was bisexual.
Okay, all right.
But now
so,
I'm confused more because a guy keeps on telling you, is this even doing anything for you?
What is set your compass a spinning.
What was that?
All right. Help hey, Jessica.
Yeah?
You make noises when you're with a girl.
Yeah.
You're going to make her imitate? Her.
No. Quiet down. You've only kissed a girl.
Uh-huh. Like, kissed a girl and, like, not, I've never done anything.
She's
like,
trying to tell us that she's into it when she's with a girl.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, but you're only kissing and you're making noises?
Like, yeah, like, I'm actually, like, you know, I'm into it, you know, but...
So that's what she's saying. Even with sex with a guy, she's it's nothing. Okay. Just kissing with a girl.
She's
like,
what set you off? What made you so confused about your sexual identity? What happened to you?
The guy that I was with.
No, before you ever dated anybody, what happened?
Oh, that I was confused?
That made you confused, yeah.
Just making out with a girl when I was drunk and I actually liked it.
How old were you then?
I was 17.
No. Mm-mm.
No what?
Tell me, Anna, please. I don't like to be the one to ask these questions.
What?
You ever get molested or raped hit with a golf club or anything?
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Nobody ever physically abused you? Or
no, nope, totally fine.
Okay.
All right, well, maybe you're just lesbian and you're having trouble contending, you know, dealing with that.
I don't myself as a lesbian, you know what I mean? I'm not a dyke, I don't have short hair.
That has nothing to do with lipstick lesbian.
I am.
You're lesbian.
And hey, what about your dad? Do you love him?
He's not in my family yet. He's up north, actually.
Didn't you say you had a perfect family?
Oh, wow, separated family. Who cares? Separated parents.
What happened
when since I was like one, so I don't know.
Why did he leave?
Because my mom and dad just didn't get along anymore.
What was making them not get along? Was he alcoholic or something?
Yes.
All right. Did he smack her around or something?
No, he was just physically abused.
All right. Jay, Jessica?
Jessica, every...
Enjoy your life. I can't talk to you anymore. No. Everything was great. Well, my dad was gone. Well, he left when I was one. Why did he leave? Oh, they didn't get along. Was he an alcoholic? Yeah. So he smacked you around? No. But he was physically abusive. No. Everyone with the no. No. Ugh. No.
You know what this is? This is rebound no. For about 2 weeks after the World Trade Center disaster, we had a lot of yes. Yeah, a lot of yes, a lot of openness. Now it's rebound no time.
Okay.
Answer any question we ask, it's no.
Here's the bottom line, Jessica. No. There's issues with your dad, I'm sure, who was an physically abusive alcoholic who abandoned the family. Mm-hmm. So there's some male issues there. But you still may be. And by the way, and I don't even want to talk to Jessica because I'm not going to get an answer out of her. But the mom, the mom who saw fit to start a family with the abusive alcoholic probably found a couple other abusive alcoholic guys to bring around.
In the meantime, sure.
In the meantime. Who,
absolutely. I don't even care about that, frankly. I was just trying to establish whether or not she had some confusion about her sexual identity, some major trauma that really sort of set her spinning. She didn't really have that.
No.
She probably is lesbian.
Yeah.
She just needs to deal with that.
Right. No.
No.
David? You're 13?
Yeah.
No. What's up?
All right. I've been masturbating constantly, day, morning, showers. And the past 2 weeks I've been masturbating, but this time it's different because each time I do it this time,
I don't believe him. Do you believe him?
No, but I'm ready to hear the question. But the question is?
The question is that I've been getting headaches, migraines, every time I'm about to come.
Yeah.
And I was wondering what's wrong with me, because I get like big headaches and I just drop to the floor going crazy because they hurt, like migraines.
Well, there is that. Do you have migraines?
Yeah.
Are you naked with an erection when you drop to the floor?
No.
What happened? Aren't you masturbating?
Yeah.
Well, how do you drop to the floor?
How?
Yeah. I mean, aren't you naked?
No.
I thought you were beating off.
Yeah. I beat my meat.
I see.
But
yeah, you're triggering migraines. Let's just leave it at that.
All right.
All right.
You're calling from Riverside?
Yeah.
You got to get out of Riverside.
All right.
All right. Good times, David. You got on the air.
All right, then.
All right, enjoy.
Yeah.
All right. I knew Dave was full of crap from the word go. I beat my meat like all the time, like in the shower, and then all the time, and I beat off, and I'm masturbating, and I get a headache.
Yeah. Beat my meat,
Aaron.
Hello.
You're 27.
Hello,
Aaron.
Yes.
What's going on?
I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Your radio down.
He's turning it down. Turn it down, down, down.
All right, right, right.
When I have oral sex with my boyfriend, I can't finish. I can't swallow. I get a stomach ache. I feel like I'm going to throw up. And I was wondering what could be causing that.
We're still hearing your radio. Would you turn
your
down,
radio
down.
Down. All right, hold on. Oh, I'll tell you, I don't really even mind the turn your radio down part. It's always the second lap of turn it down again that we get into on this show that seems to come up quite a bit.
To be fair, you do mind the turn your radio down thing. The second lap is just completely incomprehensible.
I have to say that I'm mildly annoyed at the first turn your radio down request. Yeah. It's the second turn your radio down request that makes me want to kill. So hang on there, Aaron. You can float in purgatory for just a few minutes until we're ready to talk to you again. We must punish you. John?
Yeah.
You're 25?
Yeah.
What's up?
And I don't know. The big question that I have is, me and my wife have been married for about 5 years, and when we both first got married, we were both in shape. We kind of let it go. I guess since to a lot of people, they get used to things. But within the last year, I've lost, because I was overweight, about 70 pounds. I've lost 60 pounds of that.
Wow.
And I'm trying to get my wife to go along with me to get back into shape, and she doesn't want to.
Well, that's her business.
Does she say she doesn't want to?
Well, she says she indicates that she does want to, and whenever I try to bring her along, she makes excuses. She says, you know, that she doesn't like the exercises that I'm doing, it's boring, but yet she'll, I guess, attempt to work out when she's at home, but she just doesn't do it that often.
Right. Are you not physically attracted to her?
Well, not as much as I used to be.
Are you concerned about her health?
Well, yeah.
No, he's not. No, okay. He's not. But it's a good angle to pursue. She's how old?
She's 25.
Any children?
No, we don't have any children.
And how old? She's 5'2 and 160, it says?
Mm-hmm.
And so she got a little heft on her, and she freaks out. I mean, this is tough. It's tough to broach this. Drew, you ever try this?
What?
It's a no-win situation. You ever have a woman, you're trying to get to lose a few pounds, they'll beat the crap out of you before they do it.
I really don't think
they start eating more when you suggest that.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've actually never been in that situation. I really have not.
Because you only date those co-cores,
right? You know, he used to tell me that Christina Ferrari used to say that was when her husband would say anything, like try to help her when she'd complain she wanted to die, and he'd like say, honey, you really think? And she'd just go, put it in her mouth, and just to spite him.
I know. Does your wife get angry at you, John?
Sometimes. Not. She really doesn't say anything at the time, but like if we ever get into an argument, she brings that up.
Yeah.
And
you got to stay focused on her health and support that.
Her health.
Because nothing else you can do. There's nothing else you can do.
She can translate that into, hey, Lardo, put that donut down.
She knows she's overweight. Be that as it may, there's nothing he can do about it except support her taking care of herself. That's all he can do.
Is she depressed?
Yeah, that's the other thing.
She's depressed enough to where she's online a lot. And chatting with friends. As a matter of fact, she met a friend online, and she goes out with her like all the time.
Maybe she should get her depression treated.
Where they go? The Sizzler? No.
No, they go to lesbian bars.
Okay. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
All right, hold on a second. We got to talk about John behind his back.
That seemed a little too convenient. A little too...
Do you think there's a bogus element?
Yeah, a little sort of out of left field, convenient, something. He could not have left that one out.
I don't know. I believe John. John? John?
Yeah.
You're not worried at all that your wife met a young lady on the internet and now goes to lesbian bars with her?
Yeah, it's kind of hard for me to believe that she would do anything with another woman, but it's not like I wouldn't put it past her.
Well, that settles it.
Yeah, well, that's clear enough.
Thank you. You make a great witness, John.
Yeah.
John, what are you saying?
Well, it's almost like because the friend, because I've seen her friend once.
How often does she go out with her?
Probably 3 to 4 times a week.
And you've only met her once?
Yeah, I've only met her once because Jennifer says she's afraid of me. And she looks like a little gargoyle. I mean, she's really freaky looking. And, but she's shorter than Jennifer is, and she's just as big. And I'm wondering if her friend... I wonder if her friend's, like, almost consoling her and saying, oh, well, that's okay, you know, you look fine, blah, 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 you know, I like my women. I don't know what she's saying, but it's almost as if she's... Her friend's telling her it's okay the way she looks, and I'm like, well, you know, you're kind of overweight, and you might, you know.
Okay. I'm putting him on hold because this line's bad, and he's been on too long. But here's the deal. John's got his work cut out for him in this relationship.
If this is real.
I believe him.
All right.
And
if this is real, total mess. Total mess. She's spending her time hiding out from him, basically. Online with a lesbian friend, going to lesbian bars, living an alternate life.
Here's the thing about the big ladies. They like to hang out with the bigger ladies because it's all relative. You understand? Know what I mean, Dr. Drew?
She's 25. She's not 46.
And she hates... I think she's mad at John.
Well, that's the point. If she hates John, that would make this all fit together. Okay. She's hiding out from him.
I have no advice for him. Get out. You don't have any kids. Please.
Oh, my God.
Please. Here's the deal, everybody. And listen, you owe it to your partner to stay in shape, I believe.
I agree.
For the relationship.
And for yourself.
Unless you both want to get out of shape together, and then that's a deal you can strike between you and your partner. But if one partner is working hard to look good, the other one certainly owes them that respect.
Most partners.
And listen, ladies, you don't have to freak out when guys work on this. You really don't.
When they work on themselves, you mean?
No, when they work on you a little with the weight. You really... Women go nuts with this stuff. It's like you're trying to attack them and their corneas with ice picks or something. It's like, listen, honey, you got a big ass. My friends are making fun of you behind my back. Now, come on. I'm doing... You know, do it for you. Do it for your health.
Yeah, Adam, it really sounds like you're doing God's work.
I'm just saying, ladies, don't freak when a guy says, look, you need that second bowl of ice cream? You're on the diet. What about the diet? I mean, don't spaz. Yeah, Drew, you wouldn't spaz.
No, I wouldn't spaz.
And then start eating more?
No, that's a bizarre impulse. Take it out on yourself when somebody else is out trying to help you.
Yeah, what a guy would do is a guy would start working out harder and bang one of your friends. You do the logical thing, not start eating more. Okay. Tommy?
Yeah.
You're 34?
I'm what? Yes, I am 34.
What's up, Tommy?
Today, as a matter of fact. Because we're in California, and October 3rd, time change, I know all that.
All right, Tommy, what's your question?
Dude, I got hit by a car in 98. I ain't been able to get with a woman sexually, date-wise. And my ex-girlfriend wasn't ugly. She was a good-looking girl. I'm not
Hold on a second there, Tommy.
Yeah, I will.
Hold on. Anderson, shut up for a second, Tommy. Anderson, I will see you in hell if Tommy has some kind of brain damage from being run over by that car.
Oh, dude, if I do, can I go with you?
Well, when you got hit by the car, did it do anything to your noggin?
No, sir.
Okay, put the music back on, Anderson.
Yeah.
Thank you. So you're just a drunken hillbilly who's got a bad hip?
Do what?
Are you drunk, Tommy?
No, I'm smoking something that dude talks about.
I see.
Weed or heroin?
No hillbilly. Kentucky don't breed hillbillies, number one. But it's been hard to meet a woman on the day.
What's the name of the character in the Bill, the old Fat Albert?
Exactly, the way, anything like that. I can't talk very well. You're making fun of me right now.
But why, hold on, why can't you talk very well, Tommy?
Well, we're making fun because we thought it was because you were intoxicated.
No, I can walk very well. I can do things very well, but I can't talk very
because
well.
Because of this car accident?
Yes. I got hit by a car.
So you had a head injury?
Yeah, I flew 250 feet.
And what was the nature of your head injury? Do you know?
I had brain surgery.
Okay, see you in hell, Anderson.
To remove a clot?
Please?
You had a depressed skull fracture, something like that?
I was in a coma 4.5 months.
Okay. All right.
How many months were you in a coma?
Four and a half months.
4.5 months.
Oh, okay. Drew, you speak fluent brain damage. Because patients, or how do you speak that?
I don't know what to do. You know what I mean?
Okay. I
guess I'm at the bottom line, really.
Well, doing a bunch of drugs is not going to make this better.
Well, I don't do a bunch of drugs. I do what my doctors got me on and smoke a little bit of what y'all talk about.
So they've got you on some Vicodin also?
Vicodin, no.
Hey, Tommy, what do you got on in the background?
Like a police scanner or something?
You are.
Oh, can you turn that down, please?
Oh, speak to you, yes, I will.
Thank you.
Yes, I will.
We were just talking about
a doctor, am I right?
That's right.
Tommy, you're smoking weed, and what medications are you taking?
Depakote and Valium.
Valiums, there we go.
Depakote, Valium, and what's this called? Elevil.
Anything else?
Sleeping. No.
Nothing else? No pain medicine?
Dude, I'm not a drug addict. I ain't no snorter, shooter. I smoke a little weed, yes.
Are you able to work?
I'm unable to work because I shake and tremble.
Okay, so you want to know where you can meet some ladies.
Well.
Right?
Your dude talks about playing with the Johnson. I got Johnson off you. Ain't got the grades, not amazing. But.
What do you say?
Even I couldn't translate that.
True.
It's hard to. I don't know.
Hey, you want to meet some ladies?
I don't care if I meet them. I would like to get to know them.
I understand.
Because I'm 35 and I ain't got a kid. My kid dies of SIDS and.
Ugh.
You know, I want somebody. I'm a junior. My dad was a Marine and I'm a junior and I want it to go on. But
your kid died of SIDS?
Yes.
Sudden infant death syndrome.
I mean, I went to hell.
Yeah, it sounds like you have it, Tommy.
Drew, I know this is maybe inappropriate, but do you think there's ever a kid named Sid who died of SIDS?
I think so.
And then there was some confusion when they were explaining it to, like, relatives? What happened?
SIDS.
Yes, but what happened? It's tragic, but...
It's a new who's on first.
All of you who, by the way, who are feeling sorry for themselves right now, or just in general, close your eyes and... Climb inside of Tommy's world for just 1 minute. Got the dead infant, got the brain damage, got 15 types of medication. Tommy? Yeah. Well, look, you got your sense of humor.
I'm a fisherman.
Okay, you're going to have to... I don't know where you meet women. I know Larry Flint is in worse shape than you are, and he gets laid all the time.
That's right.
Larry Flint's an SB.
He's a what?
He's an SB.
What's that stand for, Drew?
Sorry ass man, truthfully.
I see.
Sorry ass.
Okay, but here's the deal, Tommy.
Okay.
Women are much better than men are in this department.
Yes.
Meaning, if there was a woman who was in your condition, a lot of guys would not have anything to do with her.
Except to swoop in and take advantage of her.
Right, maybe when she was hopped up on her medication, I'd give her a quick rape and go home. Yeah. This is how guys work.
Yeah.
But women... will take a guy who has some difficulties.
I want to take care of him.
And take care of him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the good news. So you need to get out there and find yourself one of these women.
Yeah, just find maybe some activity, some community service, something where you're going to meet people. Get out and get a job.
All right.
Something, you know, the nominal job that you can just barely function at. Do it. Meet people.
All right. We got to take a break. I got to say bye to Anderson, who's on a Greyhound to Hell, because he played that banjo music when right. poor brain dead.
We'll see you in hell,
there.
All right?
So, all right. We'll be back after this.
Loveline. We'll be right back.
Yes, he does. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Edema in here tomorrow night. We'll talk to those guys. And now we'll get back with Aaron. She's 27, started to tell us about having oral sex with her boyfriend.
Did we even get that far with her?
That's what she said, yes. But her radio was up, so we punished her a little bit. Aaron?
Hello?
Hello?
Go right ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just wondering what could cause that when, you know, I can do the act, but I just can't finish it.
Maybe just because, maybe it's gross. Yeah. And when you finally realize that, it sort of conditioned you to thinking of it that way, and now you can sort of get nauseated whenever you think about it.
Well, what do you mean finished? Do you mean swallow it?
Yes. I can't do that anymore.
Because it makes you sort of nauseated.
Yes.
Well, it's kind of gross. So if you start thinking about it being gross, then you get kind of sick.
Listen, I don't like oysters. You know what I mean? I mean, I find them difficult to keep down.
But why would, you know, you can do it, and then just one day it just makes you sick.
I don't know. Why? But life is that way.
Well, actually, nausea is especially that way. And maybe you were nauseated from something else that day, and this sort of really...
It's been going on for 2 years.
I know, but once nausea gets associated with, like, a food, you can never look at that food again. That's why nausea is a very profound conditioner.
Mm.
And maybe you were sick from something else, and this made it worse, and pow, that's the end of that.
That's how it was with me and Caroline in the City.
But
I saw the first episode, I got nauseated, and I could never watch it again.
But now Adam has sort of technical ways to get around this.
Can't you just receive his seed into your mouth and then spit it out somewhere?
No, because it's like as soon as I taste it, it's just my stomach starts turning.
So if it just went into your mouth, you're scared you would vomit.
Well, we tried that, and I start gagging.
Right. So now it just cannot make contact with the inside of your mouth.
Mm-mm.
All right. Well,
there's nothing wrong with me.
No,
or...
nothing's wrong with you.
Okay.
You're fine.
You're fine. It nauseates you.
It's kind of a gross thing, and you can't tolerate it.
It nauseates me too. Yeah. But
God bless you for trying.
It is nice, and, you know, why don't you give it a couple months off and try it again?
Yeah, because I stopped for a while, and it's like we've been trying again, and it's not working.
See, this Sacramento, I was up in Sacramento last week. This is the kind of women I kept encountering up there.
Women who couldn't swallow?
No, who were sort of...
I just recently moved here. I'm not from here.
But who were, like, a super assertive and, like, you know,
well,
very interesting.
Aaron?
Uh-huh.
I'd say give it a little time off. You just finish him off with your hand.
She's like bewildered. Like, what do you mean I can't do that? What do you mean?
That's life.
Yeah.
You know, I used to be able to run a 4.8, 4.9, 40. And now it's up to 15, 20 minutes. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it anymore.
Uh-huh.
I used to be able to do it.
Okay.
There's other things we used to be able to do that we can't do anymore. This is one of those things, all right?
I should appreciate her concern. That's what's nice.
I like, there's two things I find endearing about Aaron. One is she can't do the math on the big load of semen in her mouth and the grotesque nature of that.
Yeah, it's like, what?
And number two, cannot accept the fact that it nauseated her at one point, and now it nauseates her continuously.
Right, that's a foreign concept to her.
It's like, I did it when I was in high school.
Yeah.
I can't do it now, and I can't accept it. This is a very easy... Very easy math to work out, Aaron. But God bless you for trying, and keep pecking away, pardon the pun, and give it a try, you know, once a month. See if it works for you. Janelle?
Hello.
You're 20?
Yeah.
What's up?
I've been with my boyfriend for about 3 years, and he was with a 16-year-old female. And
how old is he?
He's 21.
And when was he with the 16-year-old?
About... 9-10 months ago.
Okay.
He recently just got out of jail, and he did time for it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for society.
He cheated on me with her, and he's cheated before, but I recently, he told me before that he didn't have feelings for her, it was just for sex. Now I find out that he had feelings for her. I find out now that she was pregnant, And
what's your question? We get the picture on this jack off.
Should I stay with him?
Oh, of course,
yeah.
Who would leave
something
like this?
You couldn't leave that.
I feel like if I leave him, then I'm giving up on a situation that I've been working so hard on.
Yeah, you wasted 3 years. Why not just waste a few more?
Right. Right. You're trying to sculpt a piece of ass into the Maltese Falcon. Why give up on that dream?
I mean, we're supposed to get married. And
dedicate your whole life to this jack off.
Yeah, have kids. he's a wonderful, wonderful, dynamite individual that I'd like to get to know better.
Your dad couldn't be changed, and neither can he.
Okay.
All right.
Because you're trying to fix your dad. That is the only thing that can fixate someone on somebody like this.
How did he end up doing time? Did her parents got involved there?
Yeah.
How much time did he do?
8 months. Mm.
And you stuck by him, though, right?
Yeah. Sure. I didn't want to in the beginning, but then I was just like, well, I love him so much. I can't walk away.
No, you can't. You know, he's such a wonderful guy. Okay, listen, Janelle, you got to take a good look in the mirror and figure out. Well, actually, don't look in the mirror. Turn your head sideways. Use a second mirror so you can see your brain through your ear.
Mm-hmm.
And try to figure out what's going on with that brain of yours. This has nothing to do with this guy. This has everything to do with your dad and your past and what's up with that. No! Okay?
Okay.
Please look into that.
What happened to your dad?
He is an alcoholic. He's kind of abusive, not verbally.
Yeah, we get it. We get it. I mean, he's an abusive alcoholic. And
your dad's an a-hole.
Now you got to find another a-hole and fix him.
Don't do it. And look, don't have kids with this idiot. Did she have the kid?
No, she had an abortion.
Mm. Okay, good. Do you have a kid with this idiot?
No.
Do not let him get you pregnant. Do you hear me?
Okay.
What are you using for birth control?
Nothing right this moment, but yep. I'm going to be put on the pill.
All right, or get the depot shot.
Listen, genius.
I didn't trust you to take the pill.
You get on something.
Mm.
And no sex until you get on something. Do you hear me?
Well, no sex with this guy anyway. And no other abusive a-holes. You can do better. Okay.
She's going to get married.
She's going to marry this guy.
Chanel, really? I mean, look at this guy. You want to admit that you're going to marry this guy?
I love him.
Rapist? Let's add it all up. Let's go in the con column. He's an ex-con, rapist, child abuser, who is awful to you. Is he an alcoholic or addict also? I imagine, yeah.
Not really.
He doesn't smoke pot every day?
Not no more.
Oh, not no more. Okay, well.
Okay.
He's an addict.
He couldn't get any in prison.
Yeah.
That's what that means.
Yeah.
What's he do for a living? Works around metal?
He's not doing anything right now.
Better.
Trying to do something.
Right.
Yeah. Unemployed. Anything else we can put on the list here?
He's been physically abusive.
Physically abusive. Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, couldn't you, Janelle, couldn't you head down to some homeless shelter or some bus stop and pick up some bum who was sleeping on a bench?
And get more out of him?
Get a real man?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, you love him. You don't love him.
There's a book called But I Love Him out there I suggest you read. It shows you that I love him has nothing to do with love. Another book would be called Dreams of Love and Fateful Encounters. Helps you understand why you go from fixing dad to fixing this guy and how, again, it has nothing to do with love.
But I love him?
Yeah.
I got a book I like to recommend called I Love Butt Love, which is...
But I Love Butts?
But I Love Butts. It's almost the same as But I Love Him, but there's a slight twist that makes it into a totally different read. Mm-hmm. Totally different read.
Well,
thank you, Don.
How is it different?
I love butts. Don, you're 25. Look, if anybody wants a little insight into the human psyche and sometimes the female human psyche, you just listen to Janelle over there. The guy's carrying on with his 16-year-old. He knocked her up. He did some prison time. He does a few drugs.
He's
unemployed. He's a little bit physically abusive. But I love the guy. I got to get married to him.
And I've wasted 3 years. I wouldn't wait. I'm no quitter.
I'm no quitter. Don?
Yeah?
Go ahead, buddy.
Hi. My girlfriend's on the pill. And she finished her pill, her cycle of the pill on Monday. And then she said she started her period on Thursday. And then a week later, she told me that she thought she was pregnant. because she was feeling sick, and that her period only lasted about 5 hours. Could she be pregnant?
Are you on a treadmill or something right now, Don?
No.
Wait, you just sound a little out of breath.
Yeah.
Maybe a little nervous, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what about it, Drew?
Get a pregnancy test.
How about it, Don? Pregnancy test.
Yeah. Okay. But is it still possible that she could be pregnant?
It's always possible.
But can that rule it out? Like, if she bled for, 5 hours?
Can the bleeding rule it out? No, it can't.
No.
All right.
Still possible.
So it's still possible.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Okay. Thanks, Drew.
Good luck.
Take care of yourself. Yeah, I think he was just a little nervous. Sometimes when you get nervous, your breathing gets a little weird.
Did he not have, a hint of an Australian accent that kept coming and going?
My questions are going to my pecker.
That's like the crocodile hunter.
Yeah.
Hey, Don?
Gorgeous.
Oh, he hung up. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. When we come back, let's see. We got genital warts, hates people her own age, explain to kids that they can't see their crazy mom. Well, that's Lisa. That must be their grandmother, right?
I think so.
All right. We'll talk to her about that crazy grandma after this. Back in a minute. Hey, y'all. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Edema's coming in here tomorrow night. Uh-oh.
No. Too late. Ace did not enter the room.
Ace Rockola's got to start at the top. You should have reminded me, Anderson. We'll do some lightning rounds next week. Yeah. All right. So where are we here, Drew?
Lisa. No. Come on. You don't really want to encourage that, do you?
Well, there is, we do have to get the traffic and the weather and the surf report.
We need all that. It's true.
Right. Yeah.
Slow and go.
Slow and go on the 405, everybody. Look out for brake lights in the 110. Let's look out for brake lights. If you didn't hear the radio warning about the brake lights, what do you figure you'd do? Just plow into the guy who stopped in front of you? Just instead of hitting your own brake, you just clamp down on the accelerator and just drive right up his ass.
Sure.
Right. I always like it. I always like to. There seems to be a very high in the traffic reports. They always go, and watch out for slowing in the third lane. Motorcycle got tangled up the big rig. And I always say to myself, oh, my God. Really? Yeah. I mean, you hear about that. It's like a guy in a moped got tangled up the combine.
Yeah,
so I was like, I'm picturing, what carnage.
The other one is, they've got the wreck over to the right, a vehicle over the side.
Vehicle over the side. Man down. Lisa?
Yes?
You're 28?
Yes, I am.
All right. So, you got kids?
I do. A 7-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And just a couple months ago, I had a falling out, I guess, with my mom. And she's not seeing the kids as much as she used to. She used to see them 3 times a week, and now she sees them maybe once a month.
Your mom?
Yeah, my mom.
What's up with your mom?
She's nuts.
What does that mean?
She is a so-called recovering addict. She's an alcoholic. She's manipulative, controlling.
Well, why isn't her recovery going a little better than that?
Because she goes on speed binges and she drinks every single night. And
okay, well, that's not anywhere near recovering.
Yeah, that's why I said so-called, because that's her.
Not even so-called, right.
Yeah.
And you're probably pretty angry with her over the way she was with you growing up, right?
Yeah, because she was just unavailable. And
good. Screw her.
Yeah. Well, I finally have been able to just say, you know what, fine. If this is how you're going to live your life, then I can't be around you.
And in fact, it's important for your kids.
Yeah. Then that's more.
That she not be around. And
that's what the falling out was about.
And it may be important for her. That may be the only thing that really gets her attention and gets her to do something more substantial with her disease.
Mm-hmm. And that's what the whole falling out was about, was that I found out that she was screaming at my kids while she was watching them overnight.
No.
She just did that to us our whole childhood, and I can't bear to have that happen to them. So I told her, I waited, after I heard about it, I waited and cooled off a couple of days so I didn't just go off on her. And I tried to approach it really calmly and explain to her, I know it's hard to get them to go to bed sometimes, but I just think there's different ways we could do it besides yelling at them. And if you can't not yell at them, or you feel that you just can't handle that, then maybe they shouldn't come over as much. And she flew off the handle and went crazy, so...
Well, that's it. That's it. Listen, hey, she's doing drugs. That's it.
I don't know how to explain that to my kids because...
You don't have to.
No, they don't
What
care.
Do I say? Why don't we get to see Grandma anymore?
They don't ask.
Have they asked that?
Yeah,
they don't want to see that old bitch.
No, they ask.
Why? Really? That old bitch who yells at them?
Mm-hmm.
They miss her?
I missed my dad and mom when I was little, and they weren't good to us. I still miss them.
Yeah, but you were screwed over by them, and that was your biological parents, and this is one removed.
Yeah.
Listen, here's what you do. BS your kids a little bit.
Yeah, I just don't want them to, like, feel bad because they love their grandma, you know? Like, I don't want to...
I would be honest. I just don't like the way that she treated you. And that's it.
You know, as a kid, and I don't know if you got this growing up. I know your dad's ultra, super, ultra cheap, but... And they played their own head trips on you. But my mom was this hippie, and her whole thing, and this was a bad times growing up in the 70s, you know. The whole deal was kids were small adults, and you're supposed to be truthful with them and lay everything out for them. And I really didn't appreciate it.
Right.
I got an ass full of, you know, this guy hurt mommy sexually.
Oh no,
I didn't get that, but I mean I did. My mom told me about some neighbor who was like older, like, you know, if he touches you down there, you should... The guy was like a friend of mine, you know. It was a little weird, but there was a lot of sharing open feelings and open dialogue and open discussions.
Well, it was with
7-year-olds.
Yeah, it was parentalizing the kids, or adultifying them.
Kids can't handle that kind of weight, that kind of stress.
Right.
They don't need to know that mommy doesn't like grandma and that grandma's doing drugs and this kind of thing. Just float a little BS. Don't worry, they'll find out eventually.
Don't lie. They'll resent the lies. They will.
No, they won't.
Yes, they will.
I'm telling you, it'll be better than the truth. They'll resent the truth more. They're going to resent you one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Just float them a little BS. Grandma's away for a little while. We'll see her next week. And then next week rolls around. Grandma's away. We'll see her. And the kids will run out of momentum, and they'll get involved with their own crap, and they'll forget about it. Sherry?
Yes?
You're 45?
Yes.
What's up?
I was listening to you the other night, and a girl had called in and wanted to know if she had oral sex with her boyfriend and swallowed, if it would hurt her. And it was Drew, I think, that said that it was 2,000 calories.
Okay,
and
that was a joke. That was a joke, Sherry.
Oh, I was going, geez, if you have a vasectomy.
The idea was to discourage her from doing that.
Pardon me?
That what I said was, I'm going to tell my daughter that as a way of discouraging her from doing that.
Oh, uh-huh. Why is it harmful?
No, I mean, he didn't. No father likes the thought of his daughter ingesting.
Well, just as an adult, I was wondering. I thought, wow, if they had a vasectomy, was that half the calories or
no?
Or what?
It already has. It has zero calories, zero calories, zero protein, zero nutritional value.
But yet, all the bad taste of
but all the nauseating flavor that what was her name?
As if you'd taken a horse carcass that had been rotting out in the sun and condensed it into a teaspoon. That's really the way I would look at semen. And what the hell? Yeah, you get the vasectomy, it's like substituting sugar for NutraSweet. It's the same body, it's just missing the calories.
No.
No?
There are no calories anyway.
I see. Okay. Tony?
Yeah.
But that was her angle. What if the guy gets the vasectomy?
Yeah, she's hell-bent on continuing to take the semen in, but oh boy, that calorie count.
Tony?
Yeah.
Yeah, 21. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, well, see, I got this problem with my girlfriend, and that is she's, like, not comfortable touching me down there.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't want, and I don't know what to do about it, because, like, I, you know, try to make her feel comfortable, and I try to, like, you know, help her out in that area, but it just doesn't happen, like, the reciprocation doesn't happen.
There could be some funky smell coming from your job, I'm not kidding you.
You're 21?
Yeah.
And how old is she?
She's 20.
Hmm. And what do you mean you mentioned reciprocating? What is it you do to her?
Just about everything that I can think of.
How long have you been with her?
7 months.
You have sex with her?
No.
So what is just about everything?
Well, you know, oral sex, touching her down there.
And she's okay with that.
Yeah, she's okay with that.
Does she have an orgasm?
She says it feels really, really good, but I don't think she's had an orgasm.
Okay. Tony's like, she didn't have an orgasm, but I'm still a great lover. So here's how I'm going to spin it.
I really try.
Is she a virgin?
Yes, she is a virgin.
How old is she?
20.
Does she have any
20.
Issues?
I've been asking her, if she had any. She says no. She says she just doesn't. She's scared, is what she said.
Is she a religious person?
No, not really.
All right, why don't you do, as my buddy the Wheeze would say, juice her up and go. Get a few of those wine coolers in her and see if that loosens her underpants up a little bit. Just hop in there. I mean, look, if she doesn't have any big issues, she's not particularly religious, then have her drink a couple of wine coolers, relax, chill out a little, and, Bartles, you know, James. See what you can get going.
Bartles and James solution?
Right.
I see.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Yeah, there you go. He usually points at me a little bit later in this rip. All right, there you go. Another fabulous episode of Loveline, finished and done. Edema in here tomorrow night. We'll look forward to talking to those guys. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo. You can't have...
You can at 11. You certainly can at 12.
What? How old are you at 10? Are you in the third grade?
I mean... This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.